You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries to find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
There were these prints up and down.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized there was something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, like break in day. We'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is
size
like
and everything else, they just were too realistic.
And they're
to be
frozen like a tree.
The hand was freaking
into the woods.
Female.
Bigfoot creature lives.
Bigfoot lives. It's a movie. Right now. At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
What you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the side of his knee, and he was talking to Moxon Joe. Well, the party they gonna have out in the St. John's walls. Sasquatch doing a brand new dance, and he called it the Bigfoot Star.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Viscardi. If you'd like to join us in our live discussions during the program, just dial in and join us at 347-996-5877. That's 347-996-5877. Dial in and wait for the moderator to announce your area code and bring you on to the show. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Viscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Hey, man, I gotta tell you, I'm singing in the rain. I got, hey, they say Washington is a state for apples. Well, I'll tell you what. They got a lot of raindrops coming down. Remember the old saying there, Marco Bill? Raindrops keep falling on my head. Who sang that song, Marco? Remember who sang that?
Yeah. Too big from a pit.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. It may be raining, but the hospitality and the hearts of the people in Washington are just off the hook, my friend. Incredible. There's some people up in this neck of the woods, I tell you what, they know how to make some mighty fine vittles.
Wow.
Man, there's a girl named Ashley up here. This chick is so off the chain. Cordon Bleu has nothing on her. Nothing at all, okay? We arrived last night. She performed. It was a performance when you think about it, for Christ's sake. My God, this woman was the presentation, Marco. You know, they had everything set out for us. She had everything. We came in pretty late. You know, we drove 19 hours straight, 22 hours, whatever the hell it was. And this gal put on a spread fit for a king. Just incredible. Oh, man. She had scampi, and she had pasta, and she had salad, and the whole nine yards. And I want to tell you, the whole family up here, and the hospitality has been just wonderful. The people with open hearts. And I got to tell you something, with open arms, anything that we've asked, they've been here, Johnny, on the spot. And our love goes out to each and every one of them, believe me. What a show. Marco, my God, things are happening all over this country, from left to right, from top to bottom. It is just off the chain, my friend. And, oh, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Youngblood and me, We went through three or four different states yesterday, and it was a blanket of snow. Unbelievable. It was white all the way out. I couldn't believe what we saw. There was mountain ranges from, I don't know, maybe about 6 hours. Just incredible. But I'll tell you what, there's nothing that detours us, nothing that stops us. We come out and do what needs to be done, as you know. So without any further ado, because I don't want to get too late in the show, I want to do my shout-outs. Is that okay with you, Marco?
Oh, yeah, by all means, buddy. Yeah, there's friends and family out there.
You bet, buddy. This salutations and shout-outs goes to a lot of good people. I know that I'm not going to have an opportunity to talk about everyone. These some that just stand out. Lance Garrison, I have not forgot about you, buddy, and I want to thank you very much from the bottom of my heart. Here's a guy that's in our chat room, ladies and gentlemen, practically every week. He calls me personally and thanks me for the job that I'm doing and the team is doing. And from the bottom of my heart, back at you tenfold, Lance Garrison. Thank you for being who you are and thanks for your support. The Creel family down there in Alabama. You hear me talking about them, ladies and gentlemen, all the time. Chuck Creel and his lovely wife, Kelly. These people have been there for us from here to eternity. And incredible people. Chris Allen out there in West Virginia, thanks for your help, and cheers to you and your family, son. And I'm glad that new baby is coming along, and I hope that he's over all that medical condition. Our family up north, the Schiltz. What more can I say to you people that you don't know already? Bruce Schiltz and his family, and who is our extended family, are probably the most beautiful people that have ever been close to me and my guys. Bruce, goes out to you. Give him a little toot for me, would you, partner?
My tutor's not tooting, Tom, but they're on the line and they're listening.
I love it. Your tutor isn't tooting.
My block talk is all hung up.
Yeah. How many times have you said that in your lifetime?
Oh, man.
Now, to Don Creel and Leonard out there in West Virginia also, it's Chuck's daddy and I guess is probably his uncle. They're good people, great people. And Greg Worthington down there in Georgia, thanks for all your help, Greg. Everything that you've done is not unnoticed, believe me. We think about you all the time. And thanks for all your support. To my cheerleaders, well, you know, I'd be nowhere without them, ladies and gentlemen. Each and every week, I always give them a little extra toot because these are the gals that head the force for us out there each and every week, each and every day. And we wouldn't be anywhere without their cheering constantly. To Connie up there in BC. Connie, I love you, darling. Bo down in Alabama. What more can I say about you that I haven't? Susan in Minnesota. You've always been there for us. Faye in Texas. Faye, I got to tell you, darling, you have become one of our newest cheerleaders, and without you, I don't know where we would be because I know how important you've been to me and my guys. Frankie in Mississippi, you're a hoot, girlfriend. And my two Leslies, Leslie 1 and 2, you know, you girls are just insane. I don't know what else to say. Becky up in Washington, you know what I think about you, darling. They don't get any finer, especially if you've been from Carolina. And then, ladies and gentlemen, you hear me say it each and every week. This goes out to Princess Gigi, wherever you are, darling. Ladies and gentlemen, to our new friends in Mississippi, to our new friends in Arkansas, LM&R, our friends up there at Lamar Point, Donna, to my brother from another mother, the Gentle Giant up there in Northern Cal, to our newfound friends who are part of our company now, he's associate people out there in Georgia, Jan Allen and his team, and to my scientific team, ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, the Java Bob. Endless. These guys, they work no matter what it takes. To Shannon, Sylvia, especially to my other new brother from another mother, Richie Stubstead. I thank you, man. You guys rock. They don't get any better. Ladies and gentlemen, kudos and salutations to all of our beautiful family, extended family around this globe. I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this is I'm enjoying this night because I'm live up here in Washington right now, okay? As you know, there's not many people that travel or trek all over this country as we do. This is a proven fact. You know, go to the website, you'll see it, searchingforbigfoot.com. You'll see the many friends that we've made throughout this last six-year tenure on a full-time basis. And I got to tell you, we endure and love each and every one of them. We've got some great stuff ahead of you. And as it comes to us, we send it out to you. And we want you to hear it, to be first ones in line to hear it. I got a call early this morning from A.K. Riley. You all know who he is. He's the inspector out there and on the reservation, the Apache reservation in Arizona. And he says, Tom, he says, unbelievable. It's off the hook, as you said. He says, there's a ton of prints out here ranging from one type of so many inches to so many inches all the way around. Well, we got the woman who went out there and took the photos, and those photos are on the website, ladies and gentlemen. Bigfoot Live Radio Show, Marco Bill has put them up there. And, you know, here we are doing all this work while we're on the road also. So who are we going to first, Marco?
Well, I tell you what, Tom. First, I got to make a little bit of apology here. I fat-fingered the cut and paste button, and it says on the website and on the show thing that she had an encounter, and it's not an encounter. Actually, what happened is they found all these footprints, and it was actually for Christina, the next guest after that, that the encounter was considered for. So I just want to apologize for that.
Hey, Bill.
We got AK and I think we got Marianne on the line. AK, you're there already. Marianne,
Bill,
you hit your star 7 button?
Bill, this is Java Bob. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Java Bob.
There's no radio show on. You know that?
I think there is.
I'm listening on the site. It's not being broadcast.
Well, how you doing, Bob?
Good.
Thank you, Bob, for letting me know because here, I'm going to recycle this control panel again.
Okay, we're still listening to Mac the Knife, so just so you know.
Okay, let me find out what's going on. I got to switch the computers here. Sorry for the lull here.
Somebody's got a kitty that they're looking for anyway. Boy, I'll tell you what, no time is dead time. I've said it for years and years.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, Tom, go ahead.
Okay. Well, do we have Marianne on the phone?
Yeah, Marianne, hit your star 7 button.
AK, are you out there, out in Arizona? AK,
yeah,
can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, buddy, how are you, first of all? How are you and Chris doing in the family? Everybody all right?
Everybody's okay. Only problem is cold over here. Arizona.
Cold, huh?
Warm.
Yeah, well, you couldn't have been any colder where we were before we got here. Nevertheless, share with me and my listeners out there around the globe, what's been going on up there?
Well, within 3 weeks, we have three sightings. And two of them I'm still looking for, and the one that we got yesterday and this morning when I call you.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's... Hey, I was going to ask you, the size of the foot, what's the longest one, or inches?
The longest I've ever had was over 22 inches.
Over. This
from heel.
This one is close to 22.
It's what?
This was close to 22.
So it was 12 side by side, the width? That's you.
I test it so I can have you check it out. Whenever.
So you actually have cast the print, huh?
Yeah, I cast the print, yeah.
Okay, so tell me how the story goes. How did this whole thing come about, and how many prints are there?
There's a lot of prints, but I took the main one, the main print, and that was that close to 22 inch. But the main one that knows is Marianne. She should know who the person that seen it or found it. But what I got was an elderly man, they do their morning walks.
Yeah.
I guess he's seen that. So he went to his next-door neighbor, residential area, to report it in. But there was just only little boys were there. But the boys took it out, they checked it, and that's where the call came in.
So let me ask you this, AK. Who made the call to Game and Fish?
Some guy that has seen it went back, made a call with those boys. So I got a call from a Game and Fish.
Wow. pretty incredible stuff. Is Marianne on the line now?
Marianne has been on the line. His problem is her number does not show up on the control panel, and everybody else's does, and she's probably muted out. Marianne, if you could push your *7 button.
Marianne, if you're within my voice range, push your *7 button, okay? So let me ask you this, AK. How many of the, is Chris and Oleg boys, are they out on patrol right now to look for these things?
You're kind of breaking up again. Try again.
Is Chris and the boys on patrol looking for these things?
Chris was with me this morning. Chris and his girlfriend, we were there. And they went out and looked for it, kid. They came upon some print stuff. But I said stay with the main one.
I got to tell you something, AK. I saw these prints when Marianne sent them over today. And I thought they were pretty incredible.
Yeah, we got people just pulling in, you know. They're all surprised, you know.
Well, there's activity happening all over the country right now. I got a call from Kentucky last night, and again today, guy frantic, saying, Tom, you need to come out here. I sent Steve Dismore out in Kentucky today, as a matter of fact. Guy's got 75 prints around his house. So everything's happening. Stuff's happening up in Marble Mountains. I got a call there today, which they said, get out here now because we've got one cornered in a cave. So I don't know what the heck's going on up, but it's they're moving. They're on the move, and that's all that matters right now. And there's an opportunity for us to come out and do what we know how to do best. So we can't get Mary Kay on the line. Is that right?
No, not right now. I can't.
Okay. That's okay. Listen, Marco, forget about it, okay? Marianne, if you're listening, thank you for all your help and what you've done for us. And I'll be in touch with you personally, dear. Okay, AK, I'll call you after the show. Say hello to Chris and everybody. Youngblood and I, after we hit the Marble Mountains, we'll be out to see you quicker than hell. As a matter of fact, this weekend, I think starting Friday night, Alex will be out there himself with a couple of the boys. Okay, so they'll be out there and get up in the mountains. Is any of this happening up at Christmas Tree Lake? Where is it happening?
Christmas Tree Lake got no report. They closed the road because of the road condition of the snow.
Too much snow up there, huh?
Too much snow, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I can't wait to see you neither, you and our other extended family out there. Tell the chairman that I'll be coming to see him real soon, okay?
Okay. We'll do that, Tom. Take care, though.
God bless. Thank you, AK.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was AK Riley out there in Arizona on the Apache Reservation. Good people, fantastic people. The chairman, who is the chief, that's what they call him now, the chairman, just like Frank Sinatra was the chairman of the board. The things are moving, ladies and gentlemen. You hear me say it. You hear me talk about it each and every week. It's coming to fruition more and more. We're getting closer and closer and closer. It's just a matter of time. You hear me say it continually. Now, we're going to go up here to my hometown. Not my hometown. It's where I'm at now, up in Washington. Christina, what a story this gal's got to tell you. This happened a long time ago. She was on a Christian retreat. She actually stole one of these creatures. Christina, you out there? Okay, well, we're doing a bang-up job tonight, aren't we?
Sure are.
Okay, well, listen, I'll tell you what. Let's pay some bills, and ladies and gentlemen, listen to this next one, okay? This is going to be a lifesaver for each and every one of you people out there that can hear my voice. Those who pay attention will be rewarded, and they'll be rewarded in the best way. The thing that hits your pocket. It's called money, M-O-N-E-Y. I was turned on to this guy, and I got to tell you, I has a cell phone today, don't they? And the big problem of it is that bills are so much each month. I pay $135 a month. Of course, unlimited. Unlimited texting, unlimited phone calls. Don't have to worry about evenings and weekends and all that kind of stuff. I got a hold of this guy, ladies and gentlemen. His name is Chris Bird. He got a hold of me. And whether you're with AT&T or whether you're with Verizon, he's got a plan for you with the same companies, believe it or not. Okay? And you don't. There's no credit check. You don't have to worry about it, you know, with your credit being A1. And there's no deposits or anything like that. It's $40 a month, ladies and gentlemen. $40, unlimited calling, unlimited texting, okay? There's no credit rechecks on you. And guess what? It's now you got the savings. Now I can have three phones for the price I'm paying for one, okay? Without any further ado, let's get out there to Chris Bird. Chris, you out there?
Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Tom, how's it going, man?
Well, I'll tell you what, if I felt any better, there'd be three of me right now, and I'd have to see a doctor. That's how good I feel. And I'm going to tell you something else that's just incredible, totally incredible. What you're doing for the people today, Chris, is totally remarkable. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to this. If you've got Verizon, if you've got AT&T, if you've got all any of those other off brands, this guy can hook you up $40 a month. No hassle, no fuss, no muss, unlimited calls anywhere. And that's all in the nation, right?
Yeah, it's all within the United States, coast to coast, north to south, east to west. We do it all.
Now, they heard me talk about it. Let them hear it from the horse's mouth. Tell them what you actually do. In other words, if a guy has... Like I had AT&T, okay, and I was paying $135 a month unlimited. I just hooked up with you. Now I'm paying $40 a month. I saved myself $90, okay, a month, but I'm getting the same service. How can that be?
Well, Tom, we're the division that people that, number one, cannot pass a credit check, or number two, don't want to be in those long-term binding contracts. Where you never, ever get out of those contracts, they come to me. They come to our company and say, you know what, Chris, I just want to talk. I want to text, and I don't want anybody to be left in a contract anymore. I don't want to sign that two-year agreement. They come over to us. You're no longer in a contract. There's absolutely no credit check. You can bring your current phone that you have. We'll turn it on for you. $39.95 a month. It's unheard of right now. The best thing that's out on the market right now, and we're just trying to get our name out there.
Well, I'll tell you this, and the thing about it is, ladies and gentlemen, you know, there's places that I've been a loyal fan of AT&T, and I've had it since 1989 when it was Cellular One. It blew my mind because when we go on expedition, AT&T doesn't work in all the places up in the mountains and everything. Alltel or Verizon is the one that does it. Now, I've got not only AT&T, but I've got Verizon also. So no matter where we're at, we've got complete coverage. Thanks to you, Chris, because I couldn't afford it before.
Well, I appreciate that, Tom. It's just, you know, we're out there to serve the public. We're out there to serve our customers. We want the business. We're eager for it. We're hungry for it. We want those people to give us a telephone call. Tom, you got our 1-800 number there. Do you want me to give it out to you?
You know what? I'm going to say it first, but then I want you to do it. But ladies and gentlemen, get your pencil and paper. Believe me, this is one hell of a savings to each and every one of you. You don't have to worry about a credit check. You don't have to worry about deposits. You got $39.95, got your activation fee, boom, you're in like Flynn, okay? And you talk away, you text away. If you got your pencil, here we go. It's 1-800-882-4607. One more time, 1-800-882-4607. Unlimited talking, ladies and gentlemen. Unlimited texting, ladies and gentlemen. You don't have to worry about your credit check. You don't have to worry about deposits, hidden fees, and all the taxes and everything else that goes along with it. It's about time that somebody's coming forth, and you know what? You want Verizon, you got it. You want AT&T, you got it. And you don't have to go along with all that rhetoric that comes with it. This is the man to call. You call Chris and you tell him, I guess the key word is Bigfoot, right?
That's right, Tom. We set up a special keyword just for your listeners, and it's called Bigfoot. You give us that keyword, we're going to give you a break on your activation fee. You can also visit our website at www.birdphones, that's BYRDPHONES. allonword.com. You can type in your information right there. We'll get right back to you. We can activate the phone over with you. No problem, Tom.
Wow, that's incredible. You know, in all my family up in Montana on the reservation, the Blackfeet, Bruce, I hope you're listening to this. Hit the tom-toms, brother, because let everybody know up there that this thing works, because we had Verizon up there. We needed Verizon. AT&T doesn't. Same thing up on the Apache Reservation. AK, get on the tom-toms, man. Get the word out. They've got both AT&T and Verizon. And guess what? No matter where, if you're listening and hearing my voice right now, you call that 800 number. It's free. It's free. It's 1-800-882-4607. You call there, Chris will answer the phone or one of his friendly staff members. You can get activated on the phone as we speak, as he hears you, okay? You'll do yourself a favor, okay? And it's about time. This is our stimulus program right now, ladies and gentlemen. The president's been out there giving everybody else something. We need something ourselves. Well, I'll tell you what. The majority of every person that's out there, if they're anything like me, they're on their phone at least 4 hours a day. And these young kids today, I know they're on there a hell of a lot more than I. Do yourself a favor. Call that number. Ask for Chris. Use the keyword Bigfoot. He'll get you that discount. 1-800-882-4607. Chris, I want to thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. You've done a big justice for me, my team, and everybody that I know. We're going to have you on each and every week because I'm going to help get the word out for the fine job that you're doing, young man.
I appreciate that, Tom. Have a great night, man. I hope your trips go well, and God bless you, bud.
God bless you. One more time, tell my listeners where they can call to talk to you personally.
They can call 1-800-882-4607. Once again,
and can they call you tonight? Can they call you tonight?
They can call me right now. They can call me tonight. Yeah.
When he gets off the phone, off the line, ladies and gentlemen, give him a call. Any questions you have, he's there at the ready to answer anything that you have. And do yourself a favor. Get in line with everybody else. Get on the same canoe boat. Let's all row in unison and tell the big companies we don't need you no more. Our stimulus program just arrived. Thanks again, Chris. We'll have you on next week.
And Tom, I'll post his website on there, our website.
Oh, did you? It's on our website?
No,
good.
It's not on there yet. It'll be up there tonight.
Okay, fantastic.
Christina's on, Tom.
Christina, you're on now?
Yeah, I'm here.
Let's come back up here to Washington, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, darling?
I'm fine.
Good. Sorry for the mix-up. You know,
okay.
Listen, Christina, let me tell you what it is. You know, he sits there and gives everybody a bunch of hoopla. I know the truth. He's nipping that wine. I can't see him. He's down there in San Diego. But between you and I, don't tell him now because he gets mad at me every time I tell everybody. But he's been nipping the juice, the juice of the grape. And every time he does that, he's blind. He can't see what button to press.
I wish was true, Tom.
Oh, Christina, you told me he wasn't listening now. Come on.
He's listening.
I look pretty stupid. If everybody
right.
could see me right now, I'd really look pretty stupid because I got two control panels that are absolutely blank.
Uh-oh.
There's no number. I'm doing everything by sight and sound.
Well, Christina, we got you now, and that's all that matters, okay?
Yep.
Tell my listeners, don't leave nothing out. Tell them what happened about your encounter.
Okay, like I said, it was a camping trip, a church camping trip about a little over 30 years ago. We went there every year, and the one year we happened to go, we were entering the campground, the ranger had told us that there had been sightings. You know, we didn't believe it, you know, because we've been hearing about this, you know, for years. So we went up there. We went to where we were going to be camping and stuff, and every year it was the same spot, and we always see deer and stuff. But this one morning, it had to be like 5, 6 o'clock in the morning before anybody else was awake. I happened to be awake, and I happened to glance over into the woods where we were in a clearing, but the woods was in the background, woods and all this. But I happened to see something. I wasn't sure what it was, because it was kind of blurry because I didn't have my glasses on. So I had put my glasses on, and I saw this creature, and I was at first I just kept looking at it, trying to figure out what it was, but because it was too tall to be a bear, and it was standing too straight, basically. And and just kept watching us, you know, and I just kept looking at, and I had tried to wake up a friend of mine who was laying next to me if I couldn't get her to wake up. And as I was watching this, it was, you know, pacing back and forth, you know, just kept glancing towards us. And the more I looked at, the more I was thinking it's definitely not a bear. Because it was, you know, had the long hair, you know, and it, I couldn't tell it was dark brown or black, but I just kept watching it. And finally, it just turned around and went back into the woods. And then, so I just went.
Did it walk upright like a man?
Yes. It was standing up straight, like, you know how a bear is kind of hunched over when it stands up, but this was not hunched over. It was up and down, straight, you know, up and down like a man. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was kind of freaky, but I was, you know, I was just thinking, okay, I'm imagining things. But I just kept watching it, you know, and then, like I said, I kind of went, you know, I kind of went back to sleep, and then later on in the morning, when we all got up, I was kind of talking about it, but no one, you know, was kept saying, yeah, right, you were seeing things, you were dreaming, you know, and we finished up for the day, you know, finished up, brought this and stuff, and then we're getting ready to play some games. And then all of a sudden we heard the scream, you know, and it scared a lot of us. And we weren't sure what, you know, and I kept saying, I told you. And they kept, and they finally, they told me to show them where I saw, you know, saw the creature. So, you know, we went over to start, you know, and we saw the footprints, you know, because they were bigger than, you know, than a normal person was, you know, because they were
right.
Huge, you know. And we just kind of followed into the woods, you know, and because you know how sometimes when you're walking, you leave footprints, but sometimes they're not deep, or sometimes they're, you know, kind of shallow.
Exactly.
And, you know, so we kept following them further into the woods, that, you know, and then we came across this. It was freaky. It was a deer. It was literally torn apart. And
wow.
We kept, you know, following the footprints, and they were kind of, you know, they weren't a big gap in between. It was like it was walking normally, but as we followed, we noticed the footprints were kind of getting kind of further deeper a little bit, like it was carrying something.
Mm-hmm.
And the footprint, and the stride kept getting longer and longer, you know. And finally, we said, "Forget it." We turned around and went, because we were getting scared, you know, because we weren't sure, you know, what we were seeing, you know. But we decided, you know, it was time to get out of there.
Wow!
So we all turned back, and
this has scarred you for life, hasn't it?
Yeah, because every once in a while I think about, you know, I mean, because I'm a friend of Becky's, and one day we were talking about it, and she was talking to me about you and stuff, and this brought back a lot of memories after talking to you earlier today. I remember more of it.
I got to tell you this, it's been a delight to have you, and I'm, you know, at 8 o'clock we're having, they have a big spread, the town put out a spread for us here, they're taking us to dinner, so... We're kind of nice, and I wish you were here to join us. But we'll still be here for a few more days. Hopefully, I'll get to meet you in person too. Okay?
Yeah, it'd be cool. You got my number, so just give me a call. It'd be kind of nice.
All right, darling. Thank you so much. Okay.
Okay. No problem.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for having me.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Anytime. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Christina up here in Washington. By the way, without any further ado, because I'm getting late. Joshua, are you out there?
He's there. Go ahead, Joshua.
Hello.
Hey, Joshua, how are you?
Hi, Tom. How you doing? I'm good, thanks.
Fantastic, buddy. You know, I got to tell you something. I've been listening to the stories, and I've been hearing to all these people and what's been going on. And then when I got down to you, it was intriguing about the formations and the tree twists and everything. Without any further ado, because I'm running late, tell everybody what you saw, how it came about, and where it was at.
Well, I got my normal stomping grounds in the summertime and the fall when I go fishing and my camping grounds. I know my trails. I know where I go, and I know what I'm doing. I go outside a lot, go out in the woods a lot. Now, I don't have no real direct encounters, but some of my trees and some of my game trails, the very tops have been reached up and snapped off as if someone very tall had reached up and snapped them all off. Now, there's no real foot traffic out there. There's not a lot of people hanging out around there. It's not a bunch of kids running around out there. It's a real quiet spot. And my buddies, I wasn't there for it, but my buddies were out camping there a couple years back, and there had been some logging out there. And they tried to get me to go with them to camp, and I didn't go with them. I had other stuff to do, but they were out there camping. They packed everything up and left in the middle of the night because something was out there snapping branches thicker than your arm out there. So something's been out there stomping out there. What's that?
We hear that all the time about the them snapping off these. How tall was it what they were snapping them off?
Oh, man. More 10 feet? 10 plus feet?
Really? Yeah. Wow.
And it was like
what about
some
formation?
Of the bushes were like peeled and twisted together and all twisted, and I've never honestly really seen nothing like that before in my life.
That's
I've never
the thing
nothing
that,
like
that's the thing that I wanted you to tell about is
yeah.
the tree twists and where you've seen the formations where they tried to put them together.
Yeah.
So did you see a lot of them, Joshua?
Enough for me to notice. And, you know, like I said, these are normal game trails that we use to access where we go in and out of.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen nothing like that before, you know, out there. You know, we venture a lot out there, you know, as far as, you know, day hiking and fishing and, you know, where we go. And it's fairly quiet out there, you know, out there off of the Powelson, Camp 1.
Right.
Here at the back of Pierce County, Washington.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, I've been hearing an awful lot about it, and I'm going to get a chance to meet you in about 20 minutes. So
yeah,
I want to thank
good.
You for sharing with us. Thank
yeah,
you,
you
so much. And I'll
Have
see you in about 20 minutes.
Sounds good, Tom.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Joshua from, I keep saying Polyup. Puyallup. You should have heard me in Youngblood as we were driving all these hours. We're going back and forth, and he says to me, Puyallup. Puyallup. I said, what are you talking about? I said, we got to pronounce this thing right. These people are going to think we're idiots. Puyallup. That's the name of the city up here, ladies and gentlemen. But great, great people. Listen, my other son from Texas. I got him out there, too. From Arizona, Alex is going to take the show from here on out. He's got some surprises for you. He's got Mr. Wait, and maybe he's got AP also. And he's going to be giving us the investigative report because he's leaving Friday to get up there on at the Apache Reservation to tell us exactly what's going on. And let me tell you something. He rolls up his sleeves, ladies and gentlemen. He's not afraid. He gets out into the brush, into the deep thickets where it's all happening. I love you. Alex, make it all happen, son. Marco, I leave it on your hands, in your good hands.
Here we go.
Take
right
care of yourself.
My hands
okay?
are pretty bloody.
Okay. And stay off the juice, will you? Stay,
I
off,
will
the,
stay off of that juice.
Stay away from that wine, man. You get us all screwed up. Till next time, America. Ciao.
Well, Alex, how you doing?
Hi, Marco. Nice talk. I'm doing great, Marco.
I'm doing great. Our next guest, Mitch, did not dial in yet. He may have troubles. There's a lot of phone troubles right now going on, and that's where part of our problem came with the show. I've had to have people dial in twice in order to get in there. But go ahead, Alex. Why don't you let's take it from here and let's just go in and tell everybody what's going on in Arizona on your side.
Well, Arizona seems to be hopping, you know. I'm on my horse here getting ready to head out, and Tom's right. He, you know, I actually told him Saturday, but he knows me. He knows I'll be leaving as soon as I get out of work Friday. So that's what we're planning on doing. We're going to head up to the Apache Reservation. I'm going to call AK as soon as Tom tells me to, you know, probably right after the show or something like that, get in touch with him. Make the plans, whatever Tom, you know, has in mind, that's what we'll do. And Mitch did contact me right before the show, literally while I was on my way home as I was logging, about to log in, he called, and he got called into a conference meeting at work. You know, everyone knows Mitch works at night.
Yeah.
So he called in from work, and that's what happened. He got last minute, he got called into a conference, so he won't be able to call in. But
okay,
he did notify
okay.
us. Yeah. He
well, you can sort of fill out what Mitch has been doing a lot of stuff here lately, and we haven't heard from him for a while, so you can fill us in on what's going on.
He's busy as a beaver. He's, you know, all winter he's been up into the Sierra Anchas. I'm rebooting the PC as we speak. It seemed to lock up right before I came on. But he's been up to the Sierra Nevadas most of the winter until these past snowstorms. So now you can the main road goes through. I'm sure you need chains. It's called a highway, but the main road from Roosevelt up to the actual Forest Lakes area of the rim is Route 288, and everything we're doing in that area we call Young or the Hot Zone is right around there, you know, north and south. Now, this road's, you know, 60, 70 miles, dirt road most of the way, and, it's a 5-6 hour, 4 or 5 hour ride from one end to the other. It's a really exotic ride. You go through one of the only cowpoke towns left in America, and that's Young, Arizona, formerly called Pleasant Valley. There was actually a feud and a war there about 100 years ago, and that's when they changed the name to Young. But still a really cool cowpoke town. And really, in and around this town, the biggest thing in the town is the hunting club. And, everything kind of happens north and south of there. And one of the most popular, recreation roads in the state is the Cherry Creek Road. And that actually ends right at this hunting club. And from the Cherry Creek Road, you can get to the reservation. You can get to the hieroglyphics and lost Indian sites up there. Some, you know, people say there's unknown Indian sites up there with treasure. And, of course, the treasure would belong to the Indians, if you ask me. But that's the legend that's up there. So from that road, you can get just below the Anchaeas, where we've had a lot of activity and where I had my sighting about 20 yards from the street that we were on. And Mitch has been up there heavy, up in the Hagler's Creek area. He's been in our area. He's been in and out of there. And he just recently got another report that he was going to tell us about tonight. And he hasn't posted about it, so I don't know anything about it. But the actual areas off the main road are inaccessible right now. Just like Christmas Tree Lake up there, as AK said, you know, the roads are closed. You just can't get up there. And, you know, probably under, you know, in the actual mountains, 5, 6, 7 feet of snow. And we've been getting a lot of rain here in Phoenix recently, which is unusual. And when we get the rain here, they get snow up there. And it was actually raining again on my way home. So great for Phoenix and great for the ski areas. Not good for Bigfoot hunting. And, Marco, do I keep cutting you off? Are you trying to get in, sir?
No. I'm listening to every word you're saying, buddy.
So we're, you know, what we'll be doing up there in the Apache Res, I'm not sure yet. We can't get to Christmas Tree Lake. So I imagine we'll be going to some locations, maybe even near and around the outskirts of the reservation where people live. And, you know, they might be having activity right at their homes. In the past, AK has taken us to, you know, ranches or homes, you know, where the sightings are happening right on the people's property. So, you know, I'm as inquisitive as everybody else, and I'm sure next week we'll have some great reports from that. With Mitch, he's also been developing a new infrared camera, and this one on his own he's put it together, so he's dying for the snow to get off the Four Peaks, and that's usually a sign around here, kind of when you can get into the mountains, you know.
Is he trying to? I mean, by developing this new camera, what is he? Is he using a higher range or higher frequency infrared, or is he trying to get it out of the range, or what?
What he's done is he's actually added a lot of LED infrared sensors and lights, and it's going to give him about 100 times more sensitivity than, you know, a camera you can buy, and it's going to be able to light up an area, you know, with the infrared, probably 100 feet out.
Oh, wow.
Good, you know, strong. And right now, you know, it's a total guess on my part, but most of the equipment I've seen, even the stuff that, you know, we have searching for Bigfoot, seems to go much less than that. And when you're looking at, you know, something 10, 20 feet away, you can see it pretty good. And as it gets a little further away, it gets less lit up and, you know, hard to distinguish what's actually infrared and what's trees and what's, you know, just busyness from the infrared. You know, you can, it gets less clear. So he's added a lot more infrared sensors and a lot more infrared LED, you know, lights, I guess you call them, and it lights up an area, a bigger area, and a lot more distance. So can't wait to see this piece of equipment work.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Sure is, and he did it all his own. This guy teaches himself everything. Well, a few months ago, he had, you know, no idea how to make a video. You know, when we'd be out in the field, his grandson Preston, who's unbelievable, would be doing all the filming and talking and everything. And now Mitch is running the cameras. Mitch is, you know, building infrared lighting cameras. He's cutting and editing video. He's got a website on YouTube in his wife's name. So, she, you know, and I know she helps him with it too, but Mitch is the one doing most of the work. Susan Farns on YouTube, and he has some pretty incredible videos there. And, you know, he's not saying everything's definite this or that. You know, he gets something on video. He's not sure what it is. He puts it out there. And, you know, it takes a lot of, as Tom likes to say, quillones to do that, because you're opening yourself up for a lot of public criticism. And, you know, you got these people that aren't listening to what you're saying, too. And, you know, you're putting something out there. This is what I got. What do you think it is? And they're like, oh, it's a fake. Well, how can it be a fake? Because he's not saying it's anything in particular. He's saying, you know, what is this? And, you know, he's gotten some really cool videos. So get on his Susan Farns website and check him out. You can also get on the AZCRO website and the AZCRO form and see most of this stuff, too.
Well, that's pretty neat. Well, yeah, a lot of people like to take pot shots. They do at us all the time.
You know, but it doesn't get him. He's still out there doing it, and he still continues to do it, so he's got a thick skin. He's trying hard, and he's out there more than anyone else I know. You know, he's... You know, you think you're a busy guy, and then you hear him saying he's been out 3 times in the last 2 weeks or something like that, and you're like, oh, my God.
Hey, Alice, well, would you like to, you know, we do have Bruce Schultz on the line tonight. He was on there just, you know, listening in, but maybe we could find out from him what's going on in his area up there.
Okay, bring him on. I'd love to.
Hey, Bruce, are you there? Hey, Bruce, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how you doing, my friend?
Pretty good. How are you, Marco?
I'm doing good. This is me and Alex over here. I don't know what happened. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. My control panel's going wacky. So how are things up there in your areas? Alex Hearn and me, Marco Bill, how are things going up in your area there? Lots of snow, I would imagine.
Yeah, well, there's not too much snow. Down east of us, there's a lot of snow, but there's been activity. I heard yesterday down on Seville, down on the east end of the reservation where my grandma and grandpa used to live, they had a Bigfoot sighting. I was looking in the windows down there. My grandpa's old place and they called Cutbank, but that's just off the reservation, so the reservation police had to go down there.
Oh, God.
Check it out. But that was a week or two ago.
Wow.
And Bruce, where is this now? Where is home?
Browning, Montana, Blackfeet Reservation.
God's country. Like, beautiful place.
Yeah, it's pretty desolate out here. But animals.
Have you had any other, give us a little rundown on some of the stuff that's going on.
Well, place where T&M Puggy's store, he sold that where we were selling our Bigfoot movies, and so I asked the owner if he would sell our Bigfoot movies, but he said maybe later this summer, so I don't know about that. And I haven't been out the snow toes too deep right now.
Yeah.
How
deep is it, Bruce?
Oh, it's pretty deep. I haven't been back in the brush, you know, but can't walk through it.
Wow. It's
that's the story everywhere. And, you know, anywhere that's slightly elevated, especially if you're in the north, that seems to be the snow cover is just too heavy this year to get out. Up in the cabin in Seligman, the same problem. We're going to set up a trip up there in the next couple of weeks with Larry, too. We got the footprints that we've been investigating up in by the cabin, and Larry wants to get up there while we still have fresh snow. So we're going to have to, you know, four-wheel drive in, and probably with shovels and a winch, too, just in case, because it'll be slippery even with the four-wheel drive. But that's the same issue we have here, Bruce. Lots of snow cover, a couple of feet up there at the cabins, maybe 5 or 6 feet. You know, basically ski area. That's the only thing you'd want to go up there for.
Yeah, I hear you.
Now, do you have a website where you sell your video?
Oh, they're just they're searching for Bigfoot, Tom's videos, but we were kind of helping him sell them down here.
Okay. All right. Well, they won't sell that in the store, huh? They need to smarten up.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the reservation, I mean, the Browning is not too big, and I think all the Indians got a copy by now, you know. We're still selling them. Yeah,
well, good for you.
For the stores.
That's awesome. They sell like hotcakes on the Indian reservation down here, so I imagine it's the same up north.
Yeah, it is. Sold them out, so need some more.
That's right. We need I need to get a supply from Tom for when I go out. Now, when was the most recent report you've gotten, and how close from where you are was it?
It's about 45 minutes from the house, straight down the road, down east of us, down on the flats. Call it Seville Flats. And Hiram Upham, he lives right across the creek from us. He's the guy that had the Bigfoot leg, and right down the creek, there's a little Indian village called Star School. That's where we got the Bigfoot prints from. And I heard there was activity down there. There was a Bigfoot hollering around down in the bottom there, down in the brush. That's just been the last few weeks, too.
That's fantastic. So it's hopping there, and they're moving. Now, they're out in the flats, so they're probably going, you know, from one location to another, maybe to get some water or coming back from where they hunt, something like that. What do you think they were doing? Where do you think they were heading?
I believe they were probably heading from east or west to east, but I'm not sure which way they were going because they live up here under the mountain, you know, and if they came from the mountain here, they'd be heading down the other way, so that's what I think.
Maybe try to migrate into a slightly warmer area for the winter?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
As the weather line moves, as the snow cover moves further south or north, as it be, they probably move a little bit further away from that snow cover, or, you know, or at least into the areas in the snow cover where they can handle it.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right.
Like any other animal, probably.
Well, Alec, we're at 2 minutes right now. We got 1 minute to go.
Well, excellent. Well, thank you, Bruce, for coming on. All right, Marco. Well, what do you got, Marco? You got any shout-outs, or what's the newest and the most exciting news we got besides Arizona, Montana, Washington, and every other place in the country?
Well, the big thing tonight was having Blog Talk Radio crap out on us and half of the radio show down in the middle of it, but and I finally recovered. But other than that, there's lots of activity going all around. Tom's been going crazy with phone calls here. As you've seen, the people that we had on tonight, quite a few. But it's time to say goodbye and to say so long to everybody. And Bruce, thank you for coming on. And Alex, thank you for hosting for Tom for the last half of the show here. And we hope to see everybody next week again. And I'm going to twang Blog Talk Radio so they can square away their audio. And we'll probably have a decent show next week. Other than that, say goodbye and good Bigfoot hunting to everyone.
Bye. We'll see you guys next week.
Good night, everyone, and good Bigfoot hunting.
Good night, all.
1967, my whole life changed. I went to the libraries to find out all I could find out about Bigfoot. We went out to prove that this creature exists.
I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator. You see something big like that, you figure, well, maybe it'll come charging.
What are these prints?
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Yes, Bigfoot lives.
We're looking at something that's probably over 500 pounds.
We would hear screams, like break in day. We'd hear these siren-type screams.
But it is
like everything else. They just were too realistic
and
to be
frozen like a tree.
Somebody turned manufactured
the hand and
jumped into the woods.
Female.
And what creature lives?
Bigfoot lives. It's a movie.
Right now.
At www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests, Java Bob and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a goal and a pact that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they died. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monsters, Masonry.